does continue for years to come.
And the sound guys, we don't want to forget the sound men,
the most important,
the most
on every
important.
Stage. We love you,
all,
sound men.
All important to the musicians.
That's right. All right, they're getting things set up for you.
All right. They've been touring the Florida area for the last couple of days. I think they're going to be down in Sarasota tomorrow. Tonight, they're going to be
on the main stage at 10:20 down there on the hill.
So. Yeah. Doc asked me, is that going to be in the sun?
No, that's
tell
at 10:20.
You get some people in here to Florida, and they all of a sudden say, hey, it's hot in Florida. Well, it is hot in Florida. What can we say? We grew up here, and it's hot in Florida.
Yes.
Well, we'll just keep talking forever until they get up here. You know, we don't mind. You want us to get our guitar and fiddle out? Yeah. You might want us to, but once we start, it's hard to stop us. So.
Come on, guys. Sing us an acapella.
Would you like that?
She's signing everything you're saying.
Bless her heart.
Happy's keeping her busy over there. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Do you have a fan yet? A fan. A fan. Is that how you say fan? Be sure to get a... They have our names on it. We bring those. Somebody was real tall here. How many of you saw us earlier? Well, I forgot some of the words to one of my songs, but then I told you I was Don Grooms.
And now he's telling all of these people who didn't see it happen.
I'm not really Don Grooms. I just said that when I forgot the words there and thought maybe I could pass it off on somebody else, but it's not possible. Don's one of our favorites. Wasn't he great?
Yeah. You don't find anybody who's not a real good picker around
here.
I'm
telling you, we have played this festival. This is our fourth year playing this festival, and we love this festival. This is the best festival that we have ever played. Yeah. How many of you are from Florida? How many of you aren't from Florida? Oh, North Carolina, I heard. There you go. Uh-oh. How many of you are going to come down here and buy property? Yeah. Take up all the good stuff. How many of you want to promote our next album and sponsor it? Keep going? All right. Well, we don't mind that at all. We keep going all day until all the chords are in place and all the knobs are turned just the right way. Yeah, I bet you are. Well, you know, I could expound on how wonderful Doc has been to me over the years as far as just listening to his albums and saying, man, if I could pick like that, if I could sing songs like that, and he's just been an inspiration to me, as a lot of musicians I've heard in the campgrounds last night, today. I've talked to a lot of people that have really let me know how much they really appreciate Doc being here for this festival this year. And I think it's going to be a real memorable festival for every one of you, the 1996 Florida Folk Festival. It's one of the nicest ones we've been to in the last 4 years that we've played, and many years before that that we've just come out and been a part of the crowd and listened to everything.
Well, Doc's sitting in one we can bring up. I'm just trying to figure out.
What are you going to do? Now, Patty would like to say a few words.
I'd like to say I'm not even as tall as Happy.
Okay. Tell him a joke.
Tell him a joke. Oh, golly.
There, that's a good idea.
Fetus and God bless America.
Hey.
Who's talking
about? I got the flag.
All right. the flag back there.
You know, we usually get those guys at the bars when we play those places.
No, we just don't play Freebird here.
No.
Freebird!
No way.
I'm sure that Doc and Jack really appreciate us bringing up that song. Yeah, all right. I got a Freebird. How many of you get down to Tampa?
Yeah.
Well, that's where we're from. We love the drive up here, too. Just a nice, long, beautiful drive, beautiful Florida scenery, a lot of sane cows. We saw, you know, Florida has sane cows. We saw them all standing up there all along the road. Well,
I got to share this with you. He was so excited on the way up here thinking about his sane cows here in Florida. And I said, don't tell that joke. Nobody's going to laugh. Sane cows. Get it?
Got it. Get me in here again. It's my mic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Sugar Hill recording artists Jack Lawrence and Doc Watson.
Thank you. Jack, we better pick pretty good. I could use a little more vocal in the monitors.
We also need power. This must not be plugged in.
Turn it down, Jack. My guitar almost jumped out of my hands.
What the? You got it? You got everything down up there? That fallback channel, turn it down. Now bring it up slowly till we say whoa, and that's
whoa.
There you go.
Is that enough? You need more.
I think that'll be enough.
No. Okay. Check 1, 2. I do need some vocal in the monitors, please.
Check.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Check. Good college guitar don't like this dang heat, Jack.
Not any more than I do.
This one's a whole bunch older. That one's pretty new, you know, and it still ain't settled down good. It'll get better about that. I noticed this one didn't like it when I had it when it's new. Y'all pardon the technical talk and we'll get into the picking. Here's a little song that I heard a group that call themselves the Dixie Clodhoppers played this. And it's a song about going home back down south. I'll get up in the morning and shine up my shoes, go down to the station and lose my blues. I'm gonna get me a ticket on a southbound train. I'm going home again. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, all down where the sugar cane grows. Now they say when Gabriel blows his horn, man, you can't pull back, Lord, you're gonna go on. So you better get ready for the judgment day. You can't take money and buy your way. Gonna rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm a going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. Pick it, son. If the golden slippers that you hear so much about was a wore down here, they'd soon wear out. When we get up there, we can try on the robes and try on the golden shoes. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. I'll take my honey right down to the ball. We'll drink good cider all the fall. Where the ducks chew tobacco and the geese drink wine, the old hen cackles while the rooster keeps the time. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. Pick me another one, son. Listen to this verse. What would you do if the women's all dead? Lord, I'd sit in the corner with a hung down head. And if I marry at all, it won't be for riches. I'll get me a fat gal that can't wear my britches. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. Hey! Thank you. We had a little fun song to get everybody in a good, happy notion here. I'd like to say a special hello. I already spoke to them, to my good friends, Barry and Mary Murphy from good old England. Let's make them welcome. They come a long ways.
Yeah, we just lost power back here again. I'm not sure.
Somebody's a stomping on the cord, I guess. Anyway, and a, thank you.
Now it's gone again.
Can you fix it so it'll stay fixed? And I also like to say a big howdy to my good friend Rex Batten, an old boy I went to school with. Bless his heart, he's out there in that hot sun. Maybe he found the shady spot, I don't know. Here's another good old traditional tune I'm going to pick, called Shady Grove. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. Wish I had a glass of wine and bread and meat for two. I'd set it out on the golden plate and I'd give it all to you. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. When I was a little boy, I wanted a Barlow knife. And now I want little Shady Grove to say she'll be my wife. A kiss from pretty little Shady Grove as sweet as brandy wine. And there ain't no girl in this whole world that's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Pick it, son. Thank you. wish I had a big old horse on the grain to feed him on. Little Shady Grove to stay at home and feed him while I'm gone. I went to see my Shady Grove, she is standing in the door. Her shoes and stockings in her hand and her little bare feet on the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. In the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have a little Shady Grove, I don't want no gal at all. If I had a needle and thread as fine as I could sew, I'd sew my pretty gal to my side and down the road we'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Thank you very much. Jack, you feel like singing some harmony on a good old Carter Finley tune?
Try to croak it out, sure.
Let's do Storms on the Ocean right here. If you love somebody, this song kind of will kind of fit. Now I think I got it where I can lean over and be lazy a little bit and sing right into it, Jack. Sure appreciate you folks coming down in this heat to hear us pick. Be a little cooler tonight. I'm going away for to leave you, love. I'm going away for a while. But I'll return to you sometime if I go 10,000 miles. The storms are on the ocean, and the heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee. Pretty little feet, and who will glove your hand, and who will kiss your sweet, sweet lips when I'm in a far off land? Papa will shoe my pretty little feet, Mama will glove my hands, and no one will kiss my rosy lips till you come home again. The storms aren't on the ocean, and the heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee. Oh, see that lonesome little dove as he flies from pine to pine. He's mourning for his own true love, just the way I mourn for mine. I won't go back on the ocean, love. I'll never go back to sea. And I'll not turn my back on my blue-eyed girl, lest she goes back on me. The storms aren't on the ocean, and the heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee.
Doesn't matter, something... You want to do Florida Blues? Do Florida Blues.
We're going to do a little flat picking. There's probably a few guitar pickers out there. This one ain't too traditional. I heard a group called Roy Hall's Blue Ridge Entertainers. I forgot who the fiddler was with that group. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Anyway, I heard them do this the first time I ever heard it. And it's a guitar picker's version of Florida Blues. I kind of like to hear Jack rant and rave on the strings on this. And I'll do my best to pick a lick or two on it. I hear you now. All right, let's pick it together now. One more. Thank you. I heard a couple of tales recently that I think you folks might enjoy. They're kind of folky little stories about young fellers that had some bad habits. These two young boys, one was 7 and one was 9, were always getting into some kind of devilment and meanness all the time. And the daddy, he really hated to just spank up on them good, so he said to the youngest, and he seemed to be a little amused, he says, "I'm going to take you down and let the preacher talk to you this morning." He took him down there and set him down in the preacher's little office and walked out. And the preacher was mad at somebody that morning. He didn't feel like talking to the little fella. And so he walked over and shook his finger in the little boy's face and said, "Where's God?" He said that about 3 times and turned around and walked off and left the little boy sitting there. Boy, he jumped up and ran out to his daddy and said, "Daddy, let's go home." When he got to the house, he hunted up his little brother and he said, "Buddy, God has disappeared, and they think we had something to do with it." And that little boy, he was about 10 or 11. He had a pretty bad habit of telling bad tales that weren't true. You know, man, he could tell some tall ones. And his daddy decided he'd take him and let the preacher talk to him. And he first asked the preacher if he could bring him. He says, "Yeah." He said, "In fun, I believe I can tell a bigger lie than he can." So when the little boy went in and sat down, he shook hands with the preacher like a little gentleman should, and he sat down over there, and the preacher said, "Son, I'm going to tell you a tall tale, something that happened to me." He said, I went out in the woods hunting the other day with my good old rifle gun, thinking I might kill me a deer, and he said, "I heard something coming through the brush, breaking the brush, sounded like a big elephant." And he said, I stepped up on a big log there to look, and he said, when that rascal walked out of the woods, he was a big bear, and his head was above mine and me standing up on that big log. And he said, I didn't know what in the world to do. So there was a big tree right there, and I climbed that tree as fast as I could go up. When I got to the top, that bear stood up on his hind feet, and his face was right facing mine. He was standing there looking at me and growling. He said, just in a minute, a little chihuahua dog come running out of the woods and grabbed that bear by the hind leg and slung him around over his head a time or two and threw him away over that plumb out over the hill. The little boy looked at him and smiled and said, yeah, preacher, that was my dog. Let's do one Jimmy Rogers song on this set. Let's do the Ballad of Hobo Bill. What do you think, Jack?
Okay.
You hear some real fine little stories like that from different people that happen to be around shows. A fellow walked up and shook hands with me at a show recently and told me that tale about the Where's God, and one of my older brothers, the day before yesterday, in fact, told me the one about the little boy that could lie. Hobo Bill's Last Ride. Riding an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. He was just a lonesome hobo who was fighting for his life. The sadness in his eyes revealed the torture of his soul as he raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. There to fold nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. Then he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, and the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Outside the rain was falling on that lonely boxcar door, but the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. Speeding through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. When they raised the hobo's head, the smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul. He was just a hobo who died out in the cold.
Thank you.
they say that somebody said, made the remark to me that storytelling is a well-loved thing at this festival. Maybe I ought to tell you a serious folk tale for a change. How would you like to hear one? This one comes from a way back. My grandmother told me this, and her mama was supposed to have known the people that this happened to. I'll say supposed to. She did know them. So we won't make it no supposing in it. Granny told it as the Lord's facts, so I'll tell it the same way. It was a young couple that had built them a little log cabin. They hadn't been married but a week or two, and there was an elderly lady that lived up the road from where they lived and their little cabin in the woods, who was a widow. She'd been a widow for a long time, owned a fine house. The old boy had worked hard, built him a nice house, and he'd gone on and left her. She got acquainted with the young folks, and they loved her like she was one of their own family. The young lady went up and helped her do a lot of the chores around the house. She was getting old and wasn't able to do much work, and helped her with her little garden and whatnot. One night she invited them to come up and spend the night, and when they came in that night and after supper, she said, "Young'uns, I want to give you something that I feel I should." And she said, "I love you like you were my own children." And she gave them a deed for her place, land, house, and all. And she said, "I got one more gift I want to give you in the morning before you go home." Well, sometime during the night, the maker called her. She went on in her sleep. They checked with her lawyer the following week, and sure enough, the house was there, so they moved in, lived in there the whole summer, and during the fall. Oh, and incidentally, after the old lady died, her cat disappeared, big old black cat. That fall, they were sitting by the fireplace in their beautiful home that had been willed to them, and the cat comes trotting in through the little cat hole door. They made a little thing that'd swing, you know, and they'd push it and come in, and it'd close back and keep the cold air out. And he comes up and sits down by the boy and looks up at him, and well, and he'd keep reaching down and scratching at a little place at the corner of the hearth, and he'd look up at him and wow again. Well, the boy didn't pay any attention to it till the third time it happened. The third evening, he decided he'd better look down and see what that cat was trying to show him, and there's a little square of the stone in the hearth that had been laid to finish it out, and he noticed the mortar was loose around it. He got the little sharp-ended poker and raised it up, and there sat a little pot, about a half-gallon pot, almost full of gold coins. And the cat never reappeared. Here's a little fun song about a fellow who is jealous. It's called Jealous Heart. It'll be another Carter Family tune. I told you, this set's going to be mostly traditional. Now, tonight, I'll probably do a few things from, maybe a couple of things from the Dockabilly album that they talked about a minute ago. Things that I think Jack and I can get away with on the stage. You know, we had a whole good crew of musicians on that record. And two guitar players can't make it sound quite like the record did. But we can get the flavor, can't we, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Jealous hearted me. Takes a rocking chair to rock and a rubber ball to roll, and the woman that I love to satisfy my soul. I said, "I'm jealous, jealous hearted me. Oh Lord, I'm jealous, jealous as I can be." Pick it, son. Do it again. I wonder what AP would think of that. Ha ha ha. I got a stove in the kitchen and it bakes nice and brown, and I need a sweet woman to turn my damper down, because I'm jealous, jealous hearted me. I said I'm jealous, about as jealous as I can be. Didn't know I could do that, did you? A.P. Carter would sue me if he heard that, Jack. I'm gonna buy a big bulldog that I can keep to watch them fellas on their midnight creep. Keep away from my gal, jealous as I can be. I said I'm jealous, jealous as I can be. Play me one straight, son, and we'll quit. For tonight, son. That's for the main stage.
You want to do chorus?
Buddy, let's do that. That's close enough to traditional so we can do it. I'm going to let Jack talk about this next tune.
Sure. Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Lester Flatt. I was really pretty serious about it. I was, guess it was about 1963. I was 10 years old, had a Martin guitar and a big cowboy hat. I was set. But, and my dad, I was lucky enough, my dad was a TV repairman. We had the tallest TV antenna mast in the county. So I was able to see Flatt and Scruggs three times every Saturday from various stations around. This is an old, a nice old song written by a fellow named Mac O'Dell. And he wrote some nice stuff. I like the lyrics in this song. I like especially the last verse or so. They're very poetic. Very nice song. It's called Cora Is Gone. Now, you may notice that I close my eyes when I sing, and it's not so much because I'm deeply into the music as much as it is... I don't like to watch people suffer. So.
I told Jack that one day that I wasn't real glad, but I don't have that problem. So if they don't like to hear me sing, I can't see them hurting.
Okay, I just got the one more song thing. We may have to, we could change this. Now we'll just go ahead and do this.
Through the night is blowing so lonesome, singing to me a song. The whippoorwill calls just a reminder, pretty girls have hearts made of stone. I wake with the blues at dawn, my darling Cory is gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Cory is gone. The ring that she wears upon my finger, purchased her raiment so fine. Gave her my last greenback dollar, now she's left me behind. I wake with the blues at dawn, I'm drifting along like brush on a river, caring not where I roam. I'm going to live in the deep forest, dark hollow will be my new home. I awake with the blues at dawn, my darling Cory is gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Cory is gone.
Thank you. And God bless you all. We'll see you tonight.
My name is Howard Pardue. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida, and one of several citizens who serves and supporters of Folklife, who serves on the Folklife Advisory Council appointed by the Secretary of State. That's a council who has as a primary purpose to provide advice, to support the conservation and the promotion of folk cultures here in Florida. It's really an exciting opportunity and challenge for all of us. We have several of the members of the council present. I would like to ask them to stand so I can introduce them as I call their name. Dr. Ernie Williams, Dade City. Johnny Bullard from White Springs. Johnny is the only person we felt like with a great sense of presence could wear a tie and get away with it at White Springs. He really raised the class of our act up. Thank you, Johnny. Wayne Martin from Bluntstown. Dr. Kristen Condon from Winter Park, Florida. Let's see, we don't have Barbara Sheen. He hasn't made it.
James. State Representative Bob
Casey. This morning I have the, or this afternoon I have the particular pleasure of introducing someone who has served the citizens of Florida in different areas of Florida over a period of time. Public service is a contribution of her life. She served as a member of the Board of County Commissioners in Pinellas County. She served as a member of the House of Representatives here in Florida. And it's none other than our own Secretary of State and member of the Cabinet, Sandra B. Mortham.
Thank you very much, Howard, and I'd like to thank all of you for being here to help us all celebrate our 44th annual Folk Festival here in White Springs. And all I can say is that we're looking forward to our 45th festival, and I'm sure it'll be even bigger and better. There's one gentleman that we have here today that's up here on stage. He's up here really for one of our recipients, but I know that he also played a very major role in the legislature in helping us receive the funding that we so desperately need to make sure that we have this festival keep going, and that's Representative Dr. Bob Casey from Gainesville. And And before I get to what we're really all here for, I'd like to also take this opportunity to thank all of the staff of the Department of State who has worked very, very hard, Friends of Florida Folk, all of the volunteers from across the state that has made this possible. It doesn't happen just with one person. It takes lots and lots of people to pull off an event like this. And is Ken Crawford around here? Now Ken has run off somewhere else trying to put out a fire, I guess. But Ken has kind of spearheaded the festival this year and has done a wonderful job with the assistance of our Division Director for Historic Resources, George Percy. Teresa Hollingsworth is over here, is just absolutely fantastic, and I want to thank all of them for all of their hard work. But we're here today to honor three outstanding tradition bearers. Each has dedicated a lifetime to their tradition, and they are recognized as leaders and experts within the community. Each has generously shared their talents with school children, community organizations, and apprentices. The award was established in response to the growing awareness of our state's folk life. Its purpose is to honor Floridians who have dedicated a lifetime to the traditional culture of our state. We wish to honor those who acknowledge, celebrate, and conserve Florida's rich cultural legacies. I'd like Howard Pardue, as chairman of the Florida Folklife Council, to join me here at the podium to introduce our recipients of the 1996 Florida Folk Heritage Awards and to share with you many of their contributions that each of them have made. And Howard's going to be up here as chairman of the council, but I'd just like to add that our council works very, very hard, and they have a lot of people that works with them as well, and I'd just like to one more time have all of you recognize the Folk Council for what they do for us each and every day. Thank you very much. So our 1996 recipients are Amelia Fernandez Key West, a Cuban dance instructor, Don Grooms, very well known from Gainesville, a Florida singer, songwriter, and musician. I have a feeling you may have been nominated by a few people here. And Kazuko Law from Gulf Breeze, an instructor of Japanese dance. And now Howard.
Y'all just have a seat, and we'll call you up in just a second. I'm going to cheat for a minute and read just a little bit because I didn't do the original research. I did have the opportunity to participate in the review and selection process, and what the contribution has been made is so important. I would hate to be misleading with what I say. In alphabetical order, Amelia Fernandez from Key West, as we heard. She was selected in the category as being a comparsa dance leader and a Cuban folk cultural advocate. She was born in the rural town of Oriente. Oriente is dominated by agricultural, primarily sugar refining activities. And as a young girl, she spent time helping to support her family by selling vegetables in the street. Before she left Oriente, she had begun dancing the rural dances of Cuba. And among those dances were the rhythms and steps that became known as the comparsa. It consists of a conga pattern of several steps punctuated by a hesitation. The word designates a group of dancing people, stage company or masquerade group. For those of us that have been here for several years, we would recognize it as the festive parading conga line that we had an opportunity to enjoy several years ago. There is also, the term comparsa also relates to a slave celebration of a day of freedom. Now, Amelia moved to Key West with her husband back in, I guess, about the 60s, early 60s. She managed a successful cafe in Key West during the late 60s and 70s and started a restaurant of her own in 81. In Key West, she met other Cubans and joined the dancing group. This group often danced in the streets of Key West and in Mallory Square for incoming ships. They were a family-oriented group, including parents and children, and so that her daughter Irene joined the group with her in the 60s. When the director of that group died in 1987, she became the director and has carried on the tradition since then. She continues to operate a restaurant, instruct her dancers, and her daughter participated in 1991 in the Master Apprenticeship Program of the Florida Folk Arts Program. She continues to teach her students the traditional comparsa in addition to integrating group dance figures. Her new group continues to demonstrate the traditional dances, and I think they have evolved to the point that they describe the music and the dance traditions as Key Western. Amelia.
Excuse my English, because like in Key West, almost everybody speaks Spanish, and my original language is Spanish, and I keep my tradition in Key West. But I thank you very much to Rinco, Bob Stone, Teresa, and the whole organization that he helped me to, I can get in my wall. I can speak, I don't know. I cannot say much, but thank you very much. You work hard, and you know, and you can do it, and Kede, you can work in for the stay or for keep your tradition. You know, you can bring your life at the your root in the United States. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Do you think there's a chance we'll be able to bring the dance back to White Springs?
Anytime that you need me.
Great. We'll see if we can find a trucking line big enough. The next award winner, Don Grooms of Gainesville, a longtime folklife advocate. As a singer and songwriter, there are many people here who are much more qualified than I, who have worked with him over the years to actually introduce Don. So I'm honored by the opportunity to do this. I almost feel as if I should reach out in the audience and point and have everybody stand up and say something, and that would be more in the tradition and of appreciation that this ceremony represents. But I will do a little bit if I may. Don was raised in Cherokee, North Carolina. He comes from a lineage of both Cherokee and Appalachian heritage. And as a child, he played on a number of the music-like instruments, the cornstalk fiddle, the cigar box banjo, and a cheap $3 silver-tone guitar. At 10, he was playing for square dances. At 14, he belonged to a dance band playing pop tunes of the time. His career was in journalism, something that I didn't realize from only having seen him in the stage. But his career was in journalism. It led him across the country to Dallas, Los Angeles, a bit of a stay in Washington, D.C., where he worked, I believe, with LBJ, and then to Gainesville at the University of Florida. At the University of Florida, he taught journalism. As the years went on, he became increasingly concentrating his efforts upon dramatic and documentary writing. It was at Gainesville that he returned to his songwriting and his guitar playing. He met Will McLean, and as we all do, consider Will a great influence as a songwriter. He had productions on TV that presented folk cultural topics. They include it, and they have a couple of names here. One of them is A Farewell to Hogtown, and the other one starts with an S, and Don, you'll have to explain what that is once you get up here, because it's too hard for me to pronounce. He programmed a folk-oriented radio show that featured artists such as Jim Ballou, Will McLean, Paul Champion, Gamble Rogers, and Chubby Anthony, all names that we have learned to love so well over the years. Don has retired from teaching in Gainesville, and I guess that was in 93, after 31 years at the university. Today, he travels across Florida and the Southeast singing and playing guitar with his wife, Sue Grooms, a Florida folk artist in her own right. He has humorous songs which document the ironies of our multicultural heritage. We, of course, know and care for him as a frequent performer here at the Folk Festival and in other local folk arenas. Don Grooms.
I do have a lot of friends in the state of Florida. If you live here 30 years and you don't make some friends, you're in trouble. You know? But I want to thank all the Folklife Council members and all of you folks who supported me in this. We'd like to leave one little thing with you. As a boy growing up in the mountains up there, we played with a lot of different mountain music groups, including a couple of guys named Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Then we all went our separate ways, and I went in a couple of wars, wound up in Florida. He wound up in Tennessee. Sitting around the campfire with Frank Thomas and a group called the Florida Sunshine Boys, composed of Ricky Skaggs and Randy Scruggs. I was up in Cherokee 2 weeks ago and learned that the winner of the North Carolina Folk Heritage Award is Earl Scruggs. So I'm down here taking this one. We just eliminate Georgia. We'd have this all together. Thank all of you folks. I love you, everyone.
Last, but certainly not least, is a person with a great sense of presence and contribution to folk life in Florida. Kazuka Law of Gulf Breeze is recognized as a Japanese folk cultural advocate on many fronts. She was born, and I hope I pronounce these correct, in Sapporo on the island of Hokkaido, Japan, and grew up in China during its occupation by the Japanese. As a child, she learned traditional women's folk arts such as dance, flower arranging, and the tea ceremony. Her great-grandmother and grandmother taught her the skills of temari and origami. Her first instructor in the green tea ceremony was an elderly Japanese man who taught her how to traditionally boil water and to receive and serve others. She began studying classical Japanese dance when she was but 5 years old and frequently visiting teachers in Japan and China to study. At the age of 15, she returned to Japan. She was encouraged to continue her study of dance and learn more about traditions as Japanese women. She apprenticed under several master artists. In those situations, the female students would spend 30 minutes each with a master artist as other students watched. Most of the students were teenagers and married women. She was often one of the youngest. In 52, she ended her regular career study of dance when she married and moved to the United States. When her family moved to Florida in 61, they moved to the Panhandle area. And here's where we're getting to see the tradition that she brings to our area of the state here in North Florida. In Northwest Florida, she shared her heritage with non-Asian as well as Asian communities by dancing at the Pensacola Junior College, the Pensacola Museum of Art, and in nursing homes and retirement centers. She has taught dance, the tea ceremony, and origami to children in the Gulf Coast Arts Festival in Pensacola and to school students in Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties. one unique contribution. Twice she has served for different reasons. She served as a master in the apprenticeship, Master Apprenticeship Folk Arts Program here, here in Florida. In 1985, she served as the master teaching Tamari in the Folk Life Apprenticeship Program. And then in 1994-95, she taught traditional dance. I think many of you probably had a chance to see that since it was so recently. She continues to study the traditional Japanese rituals. On her frequent visits to Japan, she studies under the direction of a student of her former master dance instructor. She continues to learn, to broaden her knowledge, and to share this knowledge with students and other dancers in Northwest Florida. I give you Kazuko Lull. Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored to receive the award. I thank you for so many people helping me for getting this word. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank everybody for your presence and your patience on this chilly Florida afternoon. At 5 o'clock, there is going to be a reception up in the auditorium on the top of the second hill. Not right here, but on over. Most of you know where it is. You recognize it as the room with the building with the information center, the air-conditioned auditorium, and two clean restrooms. I would invite you to all come and join the good discussion, the good food, and the good music that will be shared as we have a reception to recognize our award winners. Thank you for coming.
Mountain Wildcats, so as you can see, you're in for quite a treat. Don't leave. Hang around just a few more minutes and we'll be ready for you. Come on back. For us, and we have what looks to be an amazing young man here, 8 years old. 8-year-old John is going to handle all these drums. So I'm anxious to see that. They will also be appearing Sunday at 11:50 on the main stage. We're just about ready. So let's welcome the Wings of Faith.
I love you, darling. Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, testing.
Test, test.
Testing 1, 2.
Testing 1, 2.
Testing.
That's good enough.
Well, you all gave us such a light hand clap. Give God a big hand clap. Give it to him again. Give it to him again. How many of you thank God right now that you can clap your hands? How many of you thank God right now? So many people can't even move around right now. We got enough to stand up and tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand up and tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand up and tell God thank you. Stand up and tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We still have our legs. We can walk with our feet. Some of us have on our glasses, but we still can see a little bit.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Today, if I was in the White House, I would tell the president, or anywhere I might go in the world, I would still tell the world, I've got something I can tell you. And I know nobody didn't do it but God. Because I don't have enough money to buy it. I don't look good enough to get it. And we won't sing good enough to get it. Oh, I can tell the world.
Into mine.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we go through life and it's sort of hard to tell you something about it, but you just never had to try for yourself. But if you don't have any money in the bank and you go up there, what you going to get? Nothing. Even they tell me now the ATM, teller card, whatever the thing is, it have so much sense to, if you go up there and don't put your numbers in, write it, take your card from you. Now, what do you think about God? How many times he wake us up every morning? Some of us still closed in our right mind. Some of us might be a little feeble, but he still love us. And the Bible says he never made a mouth he couldn't feed. But it's all in our hands, right? It's all in our hands. But I want you to know today, just like he said he would, he made a way for my mother. He made a way for my father. Both of those are gone. And he's been making a way for me, and I can testify to mine. Just like he said he would. Escaping all accidents, getting a little sleepy, but he take the wheel. And I rode behind a young man last night. I never even knew he could even got a car. Can't you tell God? Thank you,
Lord.
there are times in life we'll reach out and trust God. I didn't even know he had license. But God knows all things before we do. And he'll make the way if we trust him. How many of you trust God? Well, at least sometimes we go out the way and trust him. You know, because sometimes we really just feel like we're doing it on our own. Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes we get up out of bed. How many of us told God thank you this morning? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. If we didn't tell him thank you, we can do it tomorrow. Amen. Or we can even do it right now. Tell God thank you, because when he woke us up this morning, we was clothed in our right mind. Most of us still have the activity of our limbs. But even if you don't, God's still able. So many habits, you feel like you're doing it on your own. But I learned to tell God to show me the way. Y'all can sing with us if you want. Oh Lord,
show
me. I can start with us on the first round, but you'll be ready when we get back again. Oh Lord,
your child.
You can tell the Lord, footstep getting shorter. We need the Lord to show us. Yes, we do.
Show me the way.
Truly. Show me the way. They're going to bring you the baby out the bunch. The baby girl. Get baby girl a hand.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I never amount to
We have an announcement. We have a found child. Kara Jones has been found. Now we want to find Grandpa Gus Jones and the mother, Sherry Jones, if you can hear this announcement. Kara is up at the Information Center, which is located up the hill from the amphitheater. All right, Kara Jones, Grandpa Jones, anybody out there? Thank you.
Early one morning, just about the break of day, I'm almost a sneeze, y'all. You have to forgive me. We're going to bring Sister Rosa to you. Amen.
Trials and tribulations, when we feel that all odds are against us, and we learn to think about the Lord, that's all we truly really need.
When this life is
and I'm free from all this pain.
Free from all this pain.
When I'm gone, my last mile, I need you, Lord, to take my hand.
To do one more. How many of you know way down upon the Suwannee River? I don't know all of it either. Let's try it. Let's try it together. How many gonna try it with me? Okay, here we go. Any particular key you want? We're gonna try it and see. Y'all ready? Everybody. Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away, that's where my heart is.
I bring you a short portion of a song. Okay. There we go. Find a key first.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
John, could you come over here 1 second? I'd like you to meet their drummer. Now, how about that? He did a great, big job. A wonderful job for this fine young man. John, how old are you? John is 8 years old.
All right.
Now, don't leave, folks. We have the new Sand Mountain Wildcats coming up. If you have heard them, I know you wouldn't believe in, I don't think. If you haven't heard them, you got to hear them. They are great. Just hang around here a few minutes. We're getting set up.